And this time, Yidden and Eretz Yisrael find themselves in war. Am Yisrael are all as one body, with their minds and hearts tuned in to Eretz Yisrael, monitoring this situation and davening for the immediate Yeshua of all Yidden of Eretz Yisrael and everywhere. The tragic events, which began on Shmini Atzeres, and in Eretz Yisrael also Simchas Torah, brought memory flashes of 50 years earlier. The war, which began on Yom Kippur Tavshin Lamed Aleph, late 1973. It was then that Tzahal, the IDF, was attacked from two fronts. From the south was Egypt, from the north it was Syria. Tzahal was not prepared, was not mobilized at all, and suffered the loss of a few thousand soldiers, Hashem Yikem Domam, in the first days of the war, Le'ata Ve'Le'olino. Speaking about the war that began Yom Kippur, so we now begin, Be'ezras Hashem, a series of installments elaborating on what took place by the Rebbe, beginning from 3 full years prior to the outbreak of the war, referred to as the Yom Kippur War. Expression of the Rebbe was the Azei Gerufen Yom Kippur Melchama. From then, 3 years earlier, the Rebbe, being the Einei Oeda, the eyes of the nation, has over 42 years foresaw difficult situations and therefore cautioned what should be done to avoid a disaster. And at times, the Rebbe strengthened Klal Yisrael by clearly stating the miraculous outcomes, as in the Six-Day War in Tavshin Chav Zayin 1967, and the Gulf War of the year Tinose 1991. Likewise, a few years before the War of Yom Kippur, the Rebbe began alerting on the insecure situation at the time, which was leading into a very dangerous matzav. Sadly, the Rebbe's warnings and directives were not adhered to for political reasons. Eventually, this led up to the war on the day of Yom Kippur. The Rebbe addressed this topic in public and during many yechidiyot, in private audiences with various personalities in Eretz Yisrael, as generals, Knesset members, etc. We begin with citing from a letter written by Rebbe Ephraim Potash in London and published in the monthly Chassidische Deher number 212 for the month of Tishrei this year, Tavshin Pei Dalet. He writes as follows: in connection with the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War in Tavshin Lamed Dalet, I would like to add some information from behind the scenes that I heard from my late uncle Yehuda Avner Olav Hasholem. His diplomatic career included postings as Israeli consul to New York from 1967 to 1970, first secretary to Ambassador Yitzhak Rabin in Washington, D.C. from 1970, Israeli ambassador to UK, England, 1982 to 1987, Israeli ambassador to Australia, 1988 to 93, and at various times advisor to 5 Israeli prime ministers. Parenthetically, Yehuda Avner was zecher to many hours of yechides with the Rebbe, as he was chosen by Menachem Begin, after the Rebbe requested it, to report back to the Rebbe about the Camp David discussions with President Carter. He was the guest speaker at the Kinnus HaShluchim in Tavshin Samaches 2008 and was interviewed by Jem for about 6 hours around that time. He was nifted in the year 2015. Being my mother's youngest brother and my family hailing from Manchester, UK, he would try to visit as often as possible. And on one memorable occasion, in 1970, he appeared in Manchester for a short visit. The family would always try to pump for inside information, and on that occasion he revealed the following, warning us not to share it outside the family. One morning in 1970, Arik Sharon, general turned up in the Israeli embassy in Washington looking extremely tired. My uncle asked him, Arik, why are you looking so worn out? And Arik answered, I have been up all night. And my uncle asked, doing what? Arik answered, I was with the Lubavitcher Rebbe for a few hours. And my uncle continued, what were you talking about? And Arik answered, well, first of all, he took out a map of the Sinai Desert and started talking about how I had conducted the attack on Abu Azila during the Six-Day War, pointing out that had we attacked from a different direction, our casualties would have been less. My uncle asked, was he right? Arik answered, with hindsight, I had to admit that he was right. Then he began to talk about the sand in the Sinai and how it affects tank mobility and what can be done to the tracks on the tank to improve grip. After that, he says to me, tell me, what do you think about the Barlev line? I replied that I have doubts about its effectiveness. In the event, the Barlev line, a very long mound of sand along the Israeli side of the Suez Canal, proved useless as a defense, as the Egyptians simply hosed it away with high-powered water jets. Then the Rebbe asked, how would you get over to the Suez Canal if the Barlev line is in the way? I replied, why would we want to cross the Suez Canal? Rebbe continued, it may be necessary one day. I suggest that you, as commander of the Israeli army in Sinai, arrange for a camouflaged breach point in the Barlev line to the south of the Suez Canal that will enable you to get across in a clandestine way with camouflage pontoon bridges ready to deploy across the canal. And please do not ask the politicians for permission. It transpired that Arik Sharon listened to the Rebbe's advice. During the War of Yom Kippur, after the Egyptians swarmed across the Sinai Desert and initially pinned down the IDF, Arik Sharon took 12 tanks and daringly crossed the Suez Canal at the prearranged point. He managed to blockade the three roads leading from Egypt to the Sinai Desert so that supplies could not get through to the Egyptian Third Army in Sinai. The Third Army was completely cut off, and the UN and United States began begging Israel not to starve them out. The story of the Yom Kippur War includes many other miracles, but basically it was Arik Sharon's move behind the Suez Canal that clinched the Yom Kippur War in Israel's favor. So now we know that in that fateful Yechides in Tavshin Lamed 1970, the Rebbe was preparing for the war Begashmius also, not just Beruchnius, a full 3 years before the actual war.